So good morning. Today we will do a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We begin with contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 181. And following that, we will sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 181. I trust my brothers who are one with me. Trusting your brothers is essential to establishing and holding up your faith in your ability to transcend doubt and transcend lack of sure conviction in yourself. When you attack a brother, you proclaim that he is limited by what you have perceived in him. You do not look beyond his error. Rather, they are magnified, becoming blocks to your awareness of the true self that lies beyond your own mistakes and past his seeming sins as well as yours. Perception has a focus. It is this that gives consistency to what you see. Change but this focus, and what you behold will change accordingly. Your vision now will shift to give support to the intent which has replaced the one you held before. Remove your focus on your brother's sins, and you experience the peace that comes from faith in sinlessness. This faith receives its only sure support from what you see in others past their sin. For their mistake is focused on, or witness to sins in you. And you will not transcend their sight and see the sinlessness that lies beyond. As I contemplate this lesson, I am reminded that the voice for God, the right mind, the Holy Spirit, the one that talks to me, is the same one that talks to all of us, my brothers and my sisters. I trust the one that speaks to me, so I must trust the same one that speaks to my brothers. And the idea, how far can I trust my brothers, as if trust is on a sliding scale. And the ego wants to say, well, I can't leave my house open, that won't work out well for me. But if I trust the voice in me, and I trust the voice in my brother, and I know I don't always listen to the Holy Spirit, I'm not always in my right mind, I get waylaid by egoic thinking. And I believe that happens to my brothers as well. We get waylaid. We all get tricked by the ego. And it's not that we aren't who we are just because we have listened for a moment to the ego. We are still the holy, sinless Son of God. And so, should I give the key to my house to a brother? And there is no one answer to that. I ask Spirit and I use discernment whether to give them the key or not. Whether I give them the key or not, I am using discernment. I'm using trust. Everything can be used by the Holy Spirit. And by using discernment, the lessons will be presented. And if I don't use discernment, then the Holy Spirit will use that too. So in one instant, I discern with Spirit to not give the house key to my brother. In this, I am trusting myself to be in my right mind, and I am trusting in the truth of my brother. He may react with the ego mind, but that is simply a lesson to be learned for us. In another time, I may discern to give the key to my brother, and there may be a lesson there. For my brother, or for me, or both. I trust the voice in my brother for God, so I can trust the voice for God in me also. If I allow my focus to shift from being in fear of what may happen and focusing on mine and my brother's sins, and instead shift to trusting Holy Spirit to work through all of us, to bring what is needed for healing and peace, then my suffering disappears. There is a Locke Kelly meditation on there is no problem. And I see when doing this meditation, there is only a problem when I want there to be one. There is only distrust of my brother when I want there to be a problem and distrust. And so it is just a matter of experiencing what it's like to trust my brother and see that is all that I want above all else. Holy Spirit, inner guide, higher self, help me to remember the voice in me is the same voice in my brother's. Help me to want to trust the voice for God in all beings. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, I'm going to read a 3-minute meditation on There Is No Problem. Say this question to yourself. What is here now if there is no problem to solve? Rest and remain alert to who or what is experiencing Who is here? What is aware? What is here when there is nowhere to go and nothing to do? What is here where there is nothing to know or create or become? What is here just now when you are not the problem solver? Feel into whatever shows up here and now. Who or what is aware? What is here when there is no referencing the past, no going one moment into the future? When you're not settling into sleep and not going up to thought. What's here now? What is it like when there's no problem to solve just now? What do you notice? What is absent? What essential qualities are revealed? Take a breath and pause. Then ask, with a beginner's mind and curiosity, what is here now if there is no problem to solve? Thank you for joining with me in remembering our oneness. Namaste.